I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Outside lands, you guys. San Francisco's very best festival. It is right around the corner. 1 month away, August 10th through the 12th. And we have single day tickets for caller number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. If you are caller number 9 right now, you get a pair of single day tickets to Sunday, August 12th in Golden Gate Park featuring Janet Jackson. Single day tickets to Outside Lands are on sale now at sfoutsidelands.com, and we have chances to win these all day. There's another chance at 11 and another one at 4 on the 05s. So keep it here on the Alice all the live long day. Call now, 800-400-3697. Do you have something? You look like you have that look on your face.
No, I cannot wait for this next celebrity trash break.
I think you can wait for it.
Why?
Because I'm going to start with Toto. Oh. Yeah. Toto, well, of all people.
I don't.
Yacht Rock, everybody.
They keep coming up in my life because that guitar player is always in the guitar magazines. Mm. And just recently because of the Weezer cover.
Yes. The Weezer cover is what I'm... It's sort of kicking off this this thing. So Toto had some hits. Were they in like the 70s, the 80s? Like when was
80s.
Yeah? Is that one like Africa?
That's when Africa
Rosanna
was.
So I guess Weezer's deal is if you're their fans, they're petitioned by their fans to do covers of various songs. And I guess, you know, if you're a big Weezer fan, you know all about this. The reason I wound up hearing about it is because people were petitioning them to cover Africa by Toto. And just to be difficult, they did Rosanna instead. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they said, all right, fine, here it is. So I saw them on Jimmy Kimmel a couple weeks ago. And they when he has a musical guest on, he actually does a big outdoor show. So it's like he closes out the show with this musical guest and they're outside.
They do a concert.
On the street. They do
like
a concert,
setting.
Exactly. So it's like the Jimmy Kimmel stage or whatever. And they started with the cover of Africa. And in the middle of it, and it's note for note, really. I mean, it's not like they went crazy and did some creative thing with it.
The other day, listening to an alternative station, it came on.
The Weezer cover.
Yes. And I was in the missus' car, so it wasn't. We weren't in my car, but I heard it and was like not surprised, and then realized, oh, this is the Weezer cover. They really are not. They didn't put a spin on it at all.
They really didn't. And so, and when they did the Jimmy Kimmel appearance, you know, do you know the part in the middle where it's like, there's like a whole, you know. They have that dude from Toto come out and play that. He walks out. They're like, I think his name's Steve Lukather. I'm not positive.
That's a guitar player.
Okay, so it's not him then. It's some other. Well, maybe he did also do the keyboard solo on it.
Possible.
So they introduce him. He comes, old dude, comes out, you know, cane and everything. I'm kidding. And he plays the thing. And then he holds up his hand like, hey, and walks off the stage. Like he comes out for the solo and that's it. So I thought, all right, that's cute. So turns out that there are a zillion covers of Toto's Africa, and because it's sort of come into the spotlight through this Weezer cover, somebody did a whole roundup on all these.
Oh.
Every different genre of music has done one.
Like, oh, there's a metal version?
Anyway, looks like if you really want to spend some time with Toto's Africa, there's a million ways to do it. Sister-in-law was telling me that she went to...
Your sister-in-law?
Yeah, Kathy.
Is this your brother's?
My brother's oldest sister. My husband's oldest sister.
Oh, okay. So this isn't...
These are the people we went to on vacation in Maine with.
Oh.
Not my sister-in-law who's moving here. Kathy. Oh, Kathy.
How's Kathy?
Kathy's great.
What's Kathy up to?
Crazy. She's crazy.
In the best way, you mean?
Yes.
Right.
She's nuts. So anyway, she just turned 60 and her...
60?
Yeah. She's the oldest of five. John's the youngest. He's the baby at 53 or whatever he is. So she went to, I want to say they went to San Antonio for her 60th because one of her other sisters is there.
So she's rolling in dough.
Yeah. Okay. So they go to Chicken Poop Bingo, where it's basically an excuse for people to sit around drinking. And then they have these big enclosures and they're set up like bingo cards. And as the chicken poops, if a chicken poops on your number, you get to mark it off on your card.
Extra. It's extra. Or is it only
chicken? Only the chicken. So there's a couple chickens in each of these enclosures, and anytime one of them poops on a number
so
like that.
There's not a game going, and then while the game's going, that's the game.
No, that's the game. Everybody has a bingo card and a drink, and they just sit around. And there, so there's a big grid with all the letters and numbers that you could pull out of the basket, and then it, when the chickens poop on them,
okay,
you get to. So that reminded me when I saw that chicken. Thought, well, that'd be
that
fun.
She went and did chicken.
And was just going on about it.
She loved it.
Loved it. She wants to start her own chicken bingo league.
In Maine.
No, in, she lives in Massachusetts.
In Boston.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for her.
Yeah.
I hope it goes well.
Sacha Baron Cohen, who I first was introduced to on The Ali G Show, which I think was an HBO show.
Yes.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
And through that show, we met Bruno and Borat, and you know, I'm sure he had other characters on there. Those were the biggies. So he can't fool anybody anymore. People are fairly well aware of that. So he's created a new character, and we have not gotten to see this character yet. We are only seeing the teasers and hearing the people bitching about, because they all signed off to be on this show. They signed releases.
Oh.
He's got Dick Cheney signing a waterboard. He's got Sarah Palin on the Sarah Palin's pissed. Like, she's going on and on about it. Like, I guess he dressed as an injured veteran in a wheelchair in order to get her to sit down with him.
Okay.
There are no limits as far as he's concerned. He sits people down. And then, of course, she storms out
of
the interview.
If you're familiar with him, he gets people.
Right?
And if you're not familiar, he really gets people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people get mad.
Well, because
that's,
they think it's
it.
One thing.
Right.
And even if you saw, like, the Borat movie, like, I think a lot of that stuff is, you know, they say there's this guy from Kazakhstan, and he's coming, and he wants to be a part of your festivities, and then he starts yelling things over a microphone, and at first people are like, yeah, and then people are like, what? And then people are like, kill him! And he barely gets out of there. He's brave, you know?
Sure.
So Who is America is a new series that's it's going to be on Showtime. July 15th. So this Sunday at 10 o'clock, this is debuting. Do you have the... Mm-hmm. This is a teaser for it. And there's Dick Cheney signing the waterboard kit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Sarah Palin revealed that he got her by pretending to be a wounded vet. She called Sacha Baron Cohen's humor evil, exploitative, and sick, and challenged both him and Showtime to donate proceeds from the show to veterans. She said, mock politicians and innocent public personalities all you want if that lets you sleep at night, but how dare you mock those who have fought and served our country? Truly sick. So she's pissed. If you want to see it, I guess she rips her mic off at by the end of the thing and storms out of there. So if that's what you're looking for, if you don't like that, then don't watch it. But if you do,
they get them to sign it away beforehand, huh?
Yeah. Will you sit down for this interview? Here, sign the waiver.
Wow.
Because it does seem like you'd be able to go, no, I'm not cool with that.
Right.
Get that off of there. It does seem like you should be able to say no
after
the fact.
He's got it. Clearly, with all these years of experience, he's got it figured out. Like,
yeah.
How to have people. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like the king of it.
Chrissy Teigen is talking about her nipples. Mostly because she's calling out a guy. I guess she was pumping her breasts for the milk that mm-hmm. they give, not just randomly pumping them. She was sitting in a car, and she was doing that. And some guy, and she looks up, and the guy's like, you know, taking her picture. And so she went on Twitter to call this guy out. She said, also, to the man who took photos into our car as I was topless and pumping, you can go yourself if you sell them. If I wanted to show you my salami nipples, I'd show you my salami nipples on my own doing. What she means by that, but you know, of my own accord, of my own choice. She posted a picture of her breastfeeding her newborn son just the other day ago.
It's funny because I don't, well, maybe there's perverts who would take pictures of anything, but I guess because she's a celebrity, people feel like they can do that
right.
to her.
I guess.
No. I would never think to pull out my camera and take a picture of a lady breastfeeding.
Right. Well,
as much as I love boobs, I would not do that.
Well, and
ever.
There's almost nothing less attractive for a breast than a breast pump. I don't know if you've seen how that
I have.
Misforms them. And
yeah, but you know, I've told you, wherever there's a naked lady, there's a guy trying to check her out. So there's not many things that are going to keep a guy from wanting to. Look, think about the guys who climb into outhouses.
I know.
And sit
there
down there.
Right, they're like, it's worth it just to see that. Like, really? Is it? Like, how do you ever get that off of you?
Naked ladies are awesome, but I don't know how that happens.
Like, that's, not in 100 years, would
that's,
you?
That's, no, no.
Most, and I think that's true for most people.
Right.
I'm going to say most men you can trust to not be in the bottom of the porta potty. Not all men, but most. All women. I think you can trust all women not to be down there.
You guys don't like us as much as we like you. That is for sure.
Yeah. We're just not willing to go to the same lengths. You're really dedicated. We appreciate it. It's like, oh, it makes us feel special. Hey, Hooman. Billy Dee Williams is guaranteed to be in Star Wars 9, looks like.
Oh, wow.
He's returning as Lando Calrissian.
That's incredible.
We just saw Lando in a solo, a Star Wars story, played by Donald Glover.
Right.
That movie's excellent. Don't listen to what the people are saying.
Yeah.
That I absolutely, I think that might be the best of all the Star Wars movies so far.
Yeah, so good. So good. I
agree. Yeah, but you know what? We talked about that lady.
Kathy Kennedy?
She got fired. You know that, right?
No, she didn't.
Look it up.
There is
the producer?
No way.
Look it up.
Oh, because of Solo not doing well at the box office?
I'm pretty sure, unless I read that, I thought I read that over vacation, that she's been removed from her position.
There's a bunch of videos that come
that up
that
sucks, because that's a great movie.
Kathy Kennedy betrays George Lucas.
Oh.
Star Wars backlash. Disney to fire Kathy Kennedy. But that's from the Daily Express. That's a site
so
we
you
use
don't have
for your celebrity gossip.
Yeah, so none of
not,
it's true.
So it's well, not true.
I mean,
well, it's
just
not
the
confirmed.
Thing. There is no person more who's a woman more powerful in Hollywood than Kathy Kennedy. So you'd be firing like literally one of the three most powerful people in all of Hollywood.
Do you think she'll be all right? Is there a golden parachute for her?
Well, Spielberg will always take her back. She was his executive producer for all of his films, so.
Well, anyway, that's neither here nor there in this story. Just so you know, when Star Wars 9 comes out, Lando Calrissian is going to be in it, and it's going to be Billy Dee Williams.
Damn.
According to this story. And finally, another origin movie. We've got a Joker movie, and Joaquin Phoenix is going to be the Joker. And it's.
I thought Jared Leto was going to get that.
No, this is. Well, he's apparently not.
Wow.
I don't. Is this? Could it be a different company?
No.
Or they just didn't like him as the Joker in the Suicide Squad.
But they're gonna make the movie without the same guy they used last time.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well. Joaquin Phoenix is going to star in an origin story of one of DC's most notorious supervillains, the Joker. I do not see.
You know, it's interesting. Joaquin Phoenix said no to Doctor Strange. He passed that role. That's why Benedict Cumberbatch got it.
Oh.
He said he didn't want to be a comic book guy.
Well, now he's going to be one.
You know what? He is a great actor.
He is a great actor.
He'll
probably kill that.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is. Things got weird there for a minute. I don't know if that's drugs and booze or what his deal was, but he's good.
Yeah, he's great. Did you see Her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good in that.
He's alone in that.
Is phenomenal.
Absolutely amazing.
I'm glad you brought that back.
Yeah, he's
the movie
that
what's the one about the Scientology?
Oh,
Master or something. The Master.
Whatever that was. He is just so gross and you just don't like him and he's perfect at it.
Mm.
You know, I mean, as much as you go, God, I hate this character, I can barely watch him. You go, oh, that's the job, right?
Yeah.
Right. I need to be hated. So he's going to be the Joker, and they actually do a, you know, side by side of his face with like the cartoon Joker, the comic book Joker. And actually, they're not a bad match.
No, they look okay.
Yeah. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Could we live to be 200? You want a Porsche or a Corvette? And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:38 on Hope Day morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Alice's Santa Cruz Beach Pad. We're getting people qualified for that by giving them a four-pack of Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk tickets. So be listening at 9 for your chance to win those tickets and get qualified for the grand prize. The Pacific Sales 4th of July sales event is on. Up to 40% off appliance and kitchen and bath fixture. Top deals. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Visit Oakland. Exciting discoveries await you this summer. Head to visitoakland.com/summer for a chance to win free tickets to all your favorite attractions, A's games, the Oakland Zoo, museum trips, and more. Visit Oakland has you covered. Here's what's happening. France is in, as in the final for the World Cup. And today there's one more game to find out who they'll play, and that's England versus Croatia today. Around the same time as that game, London Breed will be sworn in. She'll make history when she takes oath of office to become the first black female mayor of San Francisco. So congratulations. Very cool. The job is
tough. It's a hard one.
A big one.
Yeah.
But
how much time is left on Eddie's?
I do not know the answer to that question.
Because I was going to say, if she can make some headway, I mean, that bodes very well for her to get reelected for a full term.
Well, this is... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how long into his term he passed away.
Right.
She's going to finish Ed Lee's term. And then it'll be
a regular election.
Right. Federal prosecutors have charged a former Apple employee with stealing trade secrets from Apple's self-driving car project. He was attempting to take them with him to China for a new job at a Chinese startup. I know I'm not getting this right. I take it back. I was going to say, I hope I get, there's no chance. Suilang Zhang had worked on Apple's self-driving car project since 2015. Mm. According to the FBI, he designed and tested circuit boards to analyze sensor data. At the end of April, he informed his supervisor that he was quitting and moving to China to be closer to his mother, and that he'd be taking a job there in China with a startup. The supervisor thought that Zhang had been evasive during this conversation, so he asked Apple's security team to look into it.
See what job he's going to.
They discovered that his activity on the Apple network had increased exponentially in the days before he announced his departure. And that he downloaded numerous documents from Apple's network and transferred them to his wife's personal laptop. They say everything he took was largely in technical in nature, including engineering schematics, technical reference materials, and technical reports.
That's the thing. You'd think that these engineers and, you know, these geniuses that are working on this stuff would be able to figure out a way to not leave such a giant footprint. we see a clear trail here to your wife's laptop. It's going to be a problem.
Has as many as 5,000 people involved in the self-driving car project, which we've all been hearing about. Apple has done a lot of stuff with other car makers. The Pilot that the missus just bought.
Yes.
Has Apple
integrated
in the screen just like your phone would. It looks like your phone.
Will it do the same thing for Android or no?
I don't know. I can't say.
I'll have to buy the Apple car. I mean, I got all the other Apple crap.
But, you know, this will be a fully
self-driving
Apple car.
Crazy.
Anyway, they've been working on it.
I hope I can use Google Maps and I don't have to use Apple Maps on my Apple car.
Apparently, Apple has 135,000 full-time employees, but only 5,000 are involved in the self-driving car project, and they... keep all that information confidential from the other employees.
Right. So they're on a need-to-know basis.
Right. It's not something you could go, oh, I want to read the emails from the guys in that group.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to get those.
How interesting that they can track whatever's been downloaded. I mean, obviously, these computer geniuses can do whatever they want to. I'm surprised this guy felt like he could get away with it. Maybe he just felt like, I'll just be able to get out of the country in time.
Well, he was arrested at the airport on Saturday after he purchased a last-minute plane ticket to China.
Oh. Did he have the laptop with him?
Probably, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Trip. So he was
like, acting dodgy.
Got all the stuff.
Gotta go.
And getting out of here. And got caught. The
so
oldest person
career.
The oldest person ever lived to be 122. So it does seem like we aren't going to get beyond that.
We have a shelf life.
The question is, could you live to be 200?
Well, do I want to? I'm already aching and paining.
What?
You know.
You're not aching and paining.
Sure. You sit in the same position for too long. I mean, we're getting old. Like, how am I going to, am I just going to be like a rotten old corpse with an addled brain? Like, I don't want to live to be 200 if that's going to, it seems like around 80. It's a good solid run.
Well, it looks like with all of the improvements we've been making, look at Harrison Ford's going to do another Indiana Jones at 80.
Should he?
Look how much better we're getting. You said he'd, or what did you say, he'd be 79 when
he'll be 79 when they release it. He's 75 now and they haven't started shooting it yet, but they're doing it.
Well, start making plans for your 200th birthday because
it probably won't be us, right? It'll be our kids.
It won't be me. Are you kidding?
Why wouldn't it be you?
Please, the way I did drugs and drank, there's no way my body's going
to be. It doesn't seem to. Look at the people who live to be 100 are always the ones who are like smoking a cigar every day and drinking a bunch of scotch. Like, well, that just does not seem. I think it really comes down to genetics these days.
You're probably right, but I don't think it's, you know, somewhere in there should be some karma that says the guy who took good care of himself should be the one that makes that milestone.
You'd think, but that does not seem to be the way it is.
And the one who said, yeah, another drink sounds great.
Yeah, nope, he's the one who's going to make it. Sorry to tell you. Only the good die young.
Doesn't sound right. It really doesn't.
And yet, there's nothing fair in this world.
No, you're right. By the way, how's your mom?
Oh, the rib thing? Fine. She seems to be fine. She's not complaining that much, which means it isn't that bad, because you know how people are. You got an ailment, you complain about it.
Right. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Benny.
The guy who invented the Keurig K-Cup coffee system sold his stake in the company for $50,000 in 97.
That's too bad.
He now says he regrets inventing it in the first place because those little cups are terrible for the environment.
Yeah.
And the machines are way too expensive, he says.
They do say that, you know, they sell non-disposable ones. Like, you can fill them with your own coffee.
Mm.
And
so they've come up with a way to make it
better. They have,
be
but people,
better.
That's not convenient. So people just still buy those little cups.
My mom actually gifted me that. One, I want to say it was Christmas or something, and I returned it for that reason.
Yeah.
I was like, Mom, I can't be making this.
I can't have a bag of coffee
plastic
pots,
cups.
Right.
That's
those little,
not. So
right,
she was like,
tablets.
Okay, I thought you'd love it.
Get me a real one, Mom.
In theory, I'd love it, but you know what? No, it's too much trash. Sarah, do you remember when stop signs used to be yellow?
No. Back How old do you think I am?
Back in the 50s.
In the 50s, they were yellow? In the 50s.
Red didn't become the standard color for stop signs until 1954.
Hmm.
You don't remember the yellow ones?
I don't. No, I wasn't around for those. I mean, I was just a baby.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
I like it.
So is that a holdover from the old, like that town just didn't have the money to replace the stop sign so it stayed yellow?
Or it's
like
just,
that's a brand new photo. That's not a photo from 1954.
How do you know?
Because it's in color.
They can colorize stuff.
Okay, fine. That's not a new photo.
All right, maybe
even the world looks like the world.
Maybe
looks
it's
today.
The sign museum or something.
Oh, maybe. I'm sure there is one of those.
How close does something have to be for you to walk instead of drive?
Under 2 miles.
Under 2 miles.
Yes. And also not in the hills. Like,
if
how many
more
hills?
Than 8 blocks. Well, that's not true. I'm walking to the Metreon all the time for movies. That's over a mile. Yeah, okay. Under 2 miles.
A new survey asked people how close something has to be for them to walk instead of drive. The average answer is they have to be able to get there on foot in 30 minutes or less.
Oh, so that's 2 miles.
You think you can do 2 miles in 30 minutes?
I do 2 miles in 30 minutes.
You do?
It's about 15 minutes to walk a brisk mile.
All right.
I think. Running, for me, are 10-minute miles, but walking, you can do it in 15 minutes. But you got to really be walking. You can't be strolling.
Hmm. 15-minute miles.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I do a 3-mile loop, and it takes me about 43 minutes. Yeah.
Hmm.
But I'm working it. I'm going, Finny. I'm power walking that. I'm breaking a sweat. I'm breathing heavy.
According to these people, they're saying 30-minute walk is roughly a mile.
Oh, they are strolling.
Huh. So that's about it. I think that that's about right.
Yeah.
I think most of the time, and I think unfortunately for most of us, we're like, it's a little hot out there, so nah.
Yeah.
Or
if it's too hilly or too hot out, but I enjoy a nice walk. Although if you've got someplace, cause I will, you know, you do get sweaty when you walk. There's just no, even if you're not sweaty while you're walking, when you stop walking, like your heart rate's up and you're, you know, you break a sweat after. Like I get to the supermarket and I'm always like, woo.
You're trucking.
Yeah, I was trucking. I was.
You're a fast walker.
Yeah.
A guy in Newark, New Jersey got home Monday and he found his 39-year-old wife dead in the garage.
Oh, no.
With their 56-year-old mechanic.
Oh, no.
Turns out she'd offered to pay the guy for his repair work with sex, but they did it in the garage with the car running.
Well.
And they both died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
That is a horrible scene to walk in on. For so many reasons.
It's one tragic...
thing after another.
Accident.
Series of unfortunate events.
Yep.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it is. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got a couple of those here. 415 says, Kelly from last year's Secret Show here.
Oh.
Little redhead with the story.
Oh, that one.
That one is right, yes.
Sophisticated.
Just wanted to say hi and love you all.
Oh, hey. I wonder if she's going to be there.
Well, that's the pressing question, isn't
Kelly,
it?
Kelly, right back.
Kelly, you going to be there?
If not, just show up. We'll get you in.
Last year's
story. Boy, that really makes those tickets seem exclusive.
None of us have forgotten last year's story, so.
Damn.
That's certainly worth the price of admission.
Yeah. Especially if she has an update. Is there another chapter? What happened with that? You know. She had a real... We do live bad advices. If you've ever listened to our Secret Show podcast, one of the staples on it is that if you've got a problem about anything, you can write it into us. And we're always amazed by what people will stand up in front of a huge room full of strangers and what story they're willing to tell.
I'm pretty sure she was talking about her ex, right, that time?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, was it her ex? I thought it was a dude she was with.
No,
and she's like,
that was an ex.
Oh. Well, maybe she got back with him. I'd be interested in that, too.
Wouldn't that be something?
It would be.
Well, you can't bitch about it if you go back to it, can you?
You know, did she protect her hand in some way?
Didn't say. She didn't say. But
you know when vets deliver a cow and they have to go in there and turn it around? I was thinking like one of those up to the shoulder sleeve kind of things. Like, would that be?
Like a dishwashing glove sell?
Yeah, right. Okay.
I don't know.
Long enough.
I mean, the part of the story was it was every time. So at some point, aren't you numb?
And
to
don't
it?
Forget, he dumped her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I do remember that.
Are you sure?
It's all coming back now.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little taste of what some of the people are going to. Not.
She
I didn't
wasn't
mean taste. Just an
enough.
Example. Oh, my God. She was willing to do that. And she's not exciting enough. Damn. Guy's picky.
Yeah, no doubt. Mm. All right, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.